Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to $20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Welcome back. We're going to have a chat to snowboarder Valentino Giacelli shortly. 17 years of age, Beijing Winter Olympian, but he's gone on with it, Scoob. He's having a magnificent season over there. And Mitch Creek's going to join us as well. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix star, the NBL playoffs. They're locked in now, and we all get started on Thursday. Justin Quill, partner at major law firm Thompson Gear, of course, and Doug Bollinger, Big Bash Nation commentator. Once wasn't enough for Dougie. We're going to get him back again to wrap up the BBL final and the Perth Scorchers' fifth BBL crown. Question of that notice still ahead of us, and it's great to have your company. The big news in the footy world over the weekend, Scoob, was the season-ending ACL to Carlton halfback Zach Williams, a player who has had no luck since crossing from GWS on a big money contract, and that's all part of it, isn't it? That's why he gets the coverage that he gets. 6 years, a restricted free agent, but the Blues have paid a decent wedge to get Zach Williams in, who just the 9 games last year, 14 games the year before. I reckon the year before probably wasn't quite fit enough, certainly not for the midfield. It was a sort of a lukewarm introduction to life in navy blue. It didn't quite work for him, but then he returned to defence, got himself fit last year, started the last year really well, I thought, before the body packed it in. And then all reports have been going really well up on the Sunshine Coast with the Blues on their preseason camp and prior to Christmas as well. But there's been an incident up there where he's gone down with a season-ending ACL injury, and those worst fears confirmed for the Blues up there when they got it scanned and the results came through that, yep, that's the 12 months. So it's a big blow when you lose a player, and your club's already copped it this year as well, Scoob, especially when the season's over before it even begins.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And just to think he was rebuilding again. But you know, these are sort of things. I mean, Carlton, a lot is expected of Carlton this year.
My word.
Losing Zach Williams probably with what they did last year, just talking from a performance perspective, because he was only there for the 7 or 8 games that he played, you know, they'll, I think, rejuvenate again pretty quick. Because he wasn't sort of there when the whips were cracking last year, nothing against him.
Yep.
Injury forced him out.
That's true.
So, you know, they'll be sort of thinking, well, okay, you know, if there's natural improvement out of a few guys within that group, we can probably cover not having Zach around for another 12 months.
Blue supporters keen for your thoughts. 1-300-736-736. It was another not again moment when it comes to life barracking for Carlton, who are really familiar in recent times with injuries at this time of the year. So how does he get absorbed? Obviously puts...
those 4 or 5 games are big for you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure they are.
Yeah, they're very big.
That round one game against Richmond, who have obviously improved in the off-season and have big hopes themselves with Taranto and Hopper coming in, they're going to be better again too. So
turn 1 and 4, you boys. It's a completely different ball.
No one likes to be zipping one first up too, so it rocks you back on your heels a bit. So that is a massive game to open the season on Thursday night. This year, I reckon, more than any for some time. So it puts a fair weight on Adam Saar, doesn't it, as a rebounding defender, Zach Williams not being there. As has been pointed out off the text from Aaron, I really feel for Zach. When he's on the park, he's a bloody handy footballer. Does that change the plans for Sam Doherty now, who I hear had been in the mix for a midfield spot in the absence of Sam Walsh, because Sam Walsh obviously going to miss the first handful of games as well. I just wonder if they have Adam Saar at halfback, Sam Doherty at halfback. Obviously, they've brought Blake Akers across from Fremantle, so there's a...
I reckon he's a great get, Blake.
Yeah. So maybe that offsets it a little bit. They can afford to lose Sam Doherty out of the mid. Matt Kennedy's back and fit again, obviously, after missing games at the back end. That's a ditto for George Hewitt as well. So they're pretty strong in and around the ball, even without Sam Walsh. And if Zach Williams leaves, then maybe Sam Doherty, who had an unbelievable season last year playing further up the park, goes back to a halfback flank.
Geez, a good recruit for you out of Fremantle.
Blake Akers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was just there for the taking, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But they gave him the 3 years, though.
I used to call him Brownlow Akers when he was at St Kilda. I was waiting for the breakout year where he just...
Brownlow Akers.
That's how good I thought he was.
You're a big fan.
I'm a big fan of his.
Wow.
I like Blake.
Well, it took him time to get going over there in Fremantle, though, didn't it? But he hit his straps this year, but squeezed out.
Yep.
Squeezed out, wasn't he?
You'll be very pleased to have him.
With Luke Jackson
with Luke Jackson coming across, and yeah, he was one of the best in their final as well. So Blake Akers coming across knows how to play the wing position, which Carlton have been crying out for another winger, of course. So that's their lot for Carlton. 1300 736 736. The Temper 40 Wings text is 0433 98 11 16. Zach Williams, Bill says, has been a fail. We need to know. Need to now look at how we free his money up for Tom DeConing before we lose him to the Cats. That is the topic of conversation that Scoob just continually baits me on here. Sean's in Diamond Creek. He wants to have his say on the Blues as well. Shawnee, welcome.
Yeah, well, boys. Coaches get questioned. You know, players get questioned. But like, ever since this, I mean, he came over with a big reputation. This Andrew Russell. We've had that many soft tissue injuries and major injuries. It's just been out of control. Like, surely, you know, like, as I said, coaches get put under scrutiny. You know, I don't know, I just think this guy should be starting to cop a bit of pressure from himself.
Yeah, but Shawnee can't be blamed for an ACL, though, can he? And I know what you're saying, and I'm familiar with, I suppose, that topic of conversation, that there's been a lot of soft tissues, there's been some stress reactions over time as well. But for an ACL, I mean, that's just bad luck, is it not?
Well, I mean, what's their training methods like? Well, I know it can happen at training, or like anything can happen at training, but, you know, are they doing something at training that, you know, maybe can accelerate that, or, you know, maybe make it a higher risk, you know?
Appreciate your call, Sean. I didn't mention Nick Newman as well. It's another name who was, again, injured last year. Comes into the back half as well. He missed the last month or so of the season, I reckon. Big Roo, good call from you. So they've got reasonable depth now. And look, no excuses, says Tom. 10 years into a rebuild, haven't made finals. Well done, Scooby. Typical Edmund trying to bail this rabble club out. I'm not making excuses, Tom. I'm agreeing with you. There are no excuses. We're just simply pointing out the fact that Zach Williams has done a knee, and the guy's been really cursed since crossing from GWS on that big contract. But I think, speaking to no excuses, as I said, they've got depth in just about every position now, the Blues. On paper, it is a very good best 22. So there are no excuses. This is it, Scoop. This is it. This is the big year.
No, it is. And there's a lot of pressure on Carlton. A lot of pressure on Carlton because they're not a club that, you know, accepts mediocrity, and no club does accept mediocrity. But, you know, there is an expectation that they take a step forward from last year. And those first five games are of enormous importance for the Blues, as they are for everyone. I'm not belittling any other clubs. The importance of their first
At that round one game against Richmond.
It can turn your whole year around.
Massive. Yeah, massive game.
Smash your whole year. If you, you know, confidence gets sapped very quickly. If you're three to five games in.
All right, that's enough.
And you're throwing everything at it.
That's
and
enough.
You've been beaten by, you know, four goals, two goals and a goal. Suddenly you're 0-3. You think, wow, maybe we're not as good as we are. And that then puts a lot of heat on everyone in the footy club.
That is enough from you. Did you read any of the Australian? There's a big story in there this morning by Jessica Halloran, brilliant journo, Jess. She's written a story around Queenwood, which, if you're unfamiliar, is a prestigious girls' school up in Sydney. They've just banned Australian rules football because of traumatic brain injury concerns. Now, this is a school that does have an AFL history. They've got a former student, Nicola Barrs, number one draft pick, of course. Now, they didn't take part, Jess's reporting, in last season's independent girls competition. The school hierarchy there deeming the sport to be just too great a risk to female adolescents developing brains, Scoob. So the school's released a statement to the Oz, and the principal there, Elizabeth Stone, said they made the decision based on three decisive factors that saw them take Australian rules football out of their program. She said there was mounting evidence that adolescents are at greater risk of brain injury than either children or adults. The second reason was that the data showed that females experience concussion more frequently and more severely than males. So she said that meant that our students, our teenage girls, are in the highest risk category. And she said the third factor, which was not widely understood, was that damage accumulates over time from any impact to the head, including those, as we know, subconcussive impacts. She said it's like clocking up charges on a credit card with an unknown but catastrophic credit limit. So this all comes with that competition up there, the independent girls school comp, thriving when it comes to footy. So 2019, there were 6 schools fielding 32 teams. And by last year, 72 teams from 12 schools with 1,300 players pulling on boots. But Queenwood has decided it's too dangerous. Too dangerous to play.
Don't like that.
That's a big, big call, isn't it? And a big decision. But, you know, with everything we know about concussion, and we talk about it every year, and I know some people might find it a dry topic, but it's the more aware we become, the more we learn, the more we know, the more we understand, in the eyes of some people, the more reticent they are to participate at all.
Yeah. I don't think you can't just stop. Can't just stop and look at all the bad things. You've got to look at the good things.
Mm.
And so, you know, surely the good things outweigh the bad things. I know the concussion debate is one that is way short of being finalised and knowing exactly what the direction is. But you know, there's a lot more to gain from football than lose from football from a concussion point of view. And just to put a line through it, I just don't think that's right. You know, if we all started taking this attitude, wow, that'd decimate sport. Decimate any contact sport anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We wouldn't be immune.
And so I just couldn't get in the queue of backing this. I just couldn't. And if my daughter was there and she had an affinity to play AFL footy,
yeah,
if she wanted to go, she goes.
So CTE has been an ongoing concern in not only the men's game but the women's game as well. So Shane Tark, Danny Frawley, obviously we know the stories around, you know, finding CTE in the brains of people who have donated, and Jacinda Barclay, the former GWS Giants footballer who also played contact football in the States, took her own life recently as well. Her brain was donated to the Australian Sports Brain Bank, where they uncovered neurological damage that they described as a ticking time bomb. So these are the big headlines, I know, and they're in the minority, but it's a watching brief, it really is. And for a school to make that decision is a massive one. So
story I think you described that really well, Sam. It's a watching brief. You know, we're watching and learning. Same as we're watching and learning with ACLs and ankles and hamstrings and shoulders, all those sorts of things. Now, you know, again, for the numbers of participation versus the numbers of you know, concussion issues, I don't see that you have the springboard just and the data just to say, we don't play this anymore.
Do they play rugby up there? Do they play league up there? I mean, assuming they don't. If they've banned AFL, I'm assuming they've long banned league.
I assume they
league.
Don't play either league or
couldn't.
Union.
They couldn't.
Yeah, so that creates a mess for some of those students there who love their footy. It's sad.
1-300-736-736. You can drop us a text on that at any stage. 0433-98-1116. We're just going to pause for a moment, and then we're going to come back and go over to the US, where Australian snowboarder Valentino Giacelli has been absolutely dominating. Just 17 years of age. Not only what a future he's got in front of him, but he's doing it right here, right now. So we're going to have a chat to Valentino on the other side on Summer Breakfast. The 40 Winks text, of course, they've got your unique bed match profile and they can find the right bed for you. 40 Winks, serious about sleep.